The first group is going to be designers, UI, UX, product people. And these usually don't have too much valuable information from an attacker's perspective, but they'll often be used as a way to get data from an open network, or additionally, a way to move laterally to other machines in the network that might be their actual target. The second group is going to be developers and DevOps, and these are a little bit more desirable from an attacker's perspective. And these are engineers who prefer working with Macs, engineers, developers, DevOps, who prefer working with Macs over PC. And they are close to two interesting assets. One is source code, and the other is critical dev environments. So the stealing of source code is a common MO for stealing IP and things like that. It's a common MO for Chinese hackers and the like. It's also, in terms of the fact that they have access to critical dev environments, it can be a means of executing on supply chain attacks. And the third group is going to be senior management. So these are really the main goal of attackers. These are C-level executives, usually hold interesting information to be used for corporate espionage, extortion, or simply information that will be sold to the highest bidder. And in organizations where IT departments require Windows, it's often the corporate executives who can make exceptions to this rule and get a Mac if they want to, and they often do.